Well, the world will be using a lot more oil over the next few years, and more of it than ever will come from the United States. A new report from the International Energy Agency says the U.S. will overtake Russia as the world's number two oil exporter by 2023. Saudi Arabia would still be atop the global list, but not by much. For more now, we're joined by Jennifer Lakey. She's Global Director of Energy for the World Resources Institute. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Less than a decade ago, the United States was exporting almost no oil, but now the country's on the verge of passing Saudi Arabia. How is this happening?
Well, we've invested in the United States infrastructure around oil and gas production over the course of the past few decades. So it's no surprise today that we're in a position to be generating a lot of new gas for domestic use. What's different is that in 2016, we began exporting for the first time since the oil crisis of the 1970s.
That was something that President Obama gave the green light to.
Correct.
And so late last year, the United States became a net exporter of oil for the first time in decades. What's the significance of something like that?
Well, there are a few things about this transition that are important to note. First, global demand for oil is rising dramatically. And you look at countries like China or India that have an emerging middle class, and you see that they're going to be asking for cars and aviation, you know, flights, as well as shipping for their products and plastics for consumables. Those things drive a global demand for oil. And in the United States, all the investments we've made are allowing us to increasingly produce that oil domestically, both for our own energy security purposes, but also to allow us to have the opportunity to export into this global market. The challenge we face is that, in fact, this is going to drive increased emissions, both of domestic emissions that have huge implications on health and welfare for our people, as well as for the global climate and the U.S. commitments to changing and transforming our energy system.
Right. So tell me if this logic makes sense to you. All of this new American oil is driving global prices down, which in turn is boosting oil consumption around the world, which, as you say, is leading to a surge in carbon emissions. What to do about that?
Well, I think there are a few things that are important that we can do today. First of all, we know that a transition in an energy sector like electricity or like oil takes 20 years. So we need to begin now to be planning for a transition in our technology away from oil. That means looking at electric vehicles, looking at hydrogen as a fuel, and beginning that process of putting in place incentives to get us to where we want to be.
Even with this surge of U.S. exports, this country still imports millions of barrels of oil every day from other countries. Why do we do that?
Yeah, well, this is a global industry. We have refining capacity in the United States that is geared to being able to take in oil. If you can imagine, those were important investments. We also export oil for refining outside, like in Mexico. So there is a swap, as you will, both with Canada and with Mexico, that's part of our oil energy ecosystem.
Right. We import Mexican oil, turn it into gasoline with U.S. refineries, and then send it back to Mexico.
That's right. Although the Mexicans themselves are looking at trying to increase their energy security and investing in refining capacity, and the new government has made some commitments to do that, to invest significant millions of dollars into their new refining capacities.
Now, we know that OPEC has cut production in recent years, partly because of the boom in U.S. oil and shale extraction, and we can expect further drops in oil production in places like Iran and Venezuela over the next several years. What are the geopolitical implications of the United States rising so fast on this list of global exporters?
I think there are a couple things, and you know, you hit on, you know, the global politics around Venezuela certainly have disrupted and created an opening for the U.S. to move into an oil market, which Venezuela had been a big supplier to. The geopolitics are complicated. It's complicated because we are essentially going to meet this demand for oil one way or another. There will be a supply-side strategy for any country that's interested in meeting that demand. So we've got to work on the demand side of this. And on the geopolitics of the climate agenda, we certainly can't turn to countries like India and China and say, we expect you to reduce your oil consumption when U.S. oil consumption continues to grow.
And it's not just oil. It's also liquefied natural gas. The United States becoming a big exporter of LNG. How does that fit into the picture?
Yeah, a decade ago, we were imagining having to put in ports around the country as for importing LNG. This shale gas revolution has allowed us to switch that around, and now we are exporting significant amounts. We're poised to be the third largest exporter of LNG after Australia and Qatar. And that is going to be an important part of the transition for many countries. China in particular is going to be needing that LNG. We export today to Mexico, South Korea, and to China. All three are important trading partners of the United States.
Jennifer Lakey is Global Director of Energy for the World Resources Institute. Jennifer, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.